Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commissioner Naman with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.
This week we chat to some of the team at the Ballina Costume Company, founded in 2002, located in the old Parochial Hall in Ballina. We begin by asking manager Jane Crane about the company's policy and philosophy with regards to recycling.
Here in the costume company, we try to reuse, recycle, upcycle anything that we get to make new costumes. An awful lot of the material is donated to us through the general public, shops, wherever we get it. We've dresses there now that the material came from Albany Curtains. We've made dresses out of it. The children's camps, craft camps that we run over the summer holidays, again, the policy there is reuse as much as we can, recycle, upcycle, teach the children about it.
Tell me, Jane, are there many people working here?
There are 8 people working here.
And Jane, is the demand growing constantly for what you do here at the costume company?
Oh yeah, if anything, it's increasing by the time. I mean, our children's craft camps are sold out before we even advertise them, and we're booked up completely for alterations, and more we're making stuff, flags and things, and outside stuff for other towns and clubs and things. So yeah, we're continuously busy.
I am interested to know a little bit more about these kids' clubs. Can you tell me how exactly they're run?
Well, we run school hours, 8:30 to 3 o'clock, and we do everything from sewing, gardening, cooking, arts, crafts. We try to teach the children skills that they will have going on, that it's not just all about attending something for a week. They learn lifelong skills. The skill of sewing is practically gone, so we're trying to reintroduce it and reinvent it and teach the children how to upcycle and recycle and do it. It's not all about buying stuff. Kids love making stuff. I think it's the excitement of seeing something, a cardboard box in front of them, and then seeing it turn into something else. Yeah, they really do. The kids are very savvy when it comes to, they're learning it in school about the climate change and things. They mightn't understand it, but they know it, that they have to reuse stuff and recycle it.
Next up, we speak to founding member Dot Walsh. Dot, have you seen changes in people's attitudes towards clothes recycling over the last 2 decades?
Big time, yes. At the minute, I'm doing alterations. Like, years ago, you would never dream of doing them because there wasn't a demand for it. But now people are bringing their clothes in constantly, either to get them made into something else or made smaller. It's increased big time, the alterations. So that's a sign of recycling, really, isn't it?
I would imagine, Dot, once you've finished getting these alterations done, there'd be immense satisfaction when you see the finished product here for yourself.
Oh, certainly. Like, during lockdown, we did a lot of that. I'll take, for instance, here is a pair of curtains, but now it's a dress for the 1970s. So we worked all through lockdown at home, as did a lot of people, and yes, anything we got donated to us, we were turning it into something. We've a lot of dresses around here now. We were just checking them out yesterday, made from curtains and, yeah, recyclable material. So there's great satisfaction in it when you see, as I said, a pair of curtains turned into a dress.
And tell me, for example, when you first saw this pair of curtains come in, did you know exactly what you wanted to do with it, what you wanted it to be in the very end?
Well, to be honest with you, one of the ladies here, she's very talented. She did out the patterns for us, and we just took the piece of material and cut it out, and it was her design, really. She just did it from her own head.
Well, thank you very much for all of that, Dot. I'm interested to know, though, what you're going to be turning a pair of curtains into next. Might be a pair of shorts or something. Now, I want to turn my attention to you, actually, Mr. Frank Morris, because you're the caretaker here at the costume company in Ballina. You also get involved in some of the recycling aspects, though, you were saying.
Yeah, we have the... Jane might have said it. We have the kids' camps. They're growing all the time now. We started off at, we'll say, the summertime. We had 2 weeks, but now we're up to, what, 5, maybe 6. And even the festival we're involved with now, the Ballina Festival. Thanks to the Jackie Clark, we're down there for the full week of the festival. We have the road closed off even now, thanks to the council for that one. But yeah, the kids' camps are great. We do a lot of upcycling, recycling. You can imagine, because the age group varies from, say, 4 or 5 up to maybe 12, you know.
Now, I also want to speak to Baiba, who's been working here for 3 years, I do believe. Baiba, what is it you do here on a daily basis?
I make new outfits, do alterations, cut out patterns, have these ideas what could make out of them, or even recycled like materials, old curtains or something, to mix them with the new fabrics or all them. A lot of stuff can be recycled, of course, even like some of the plastics or wire bits or anything. When you make some costumes or when the kids comes and all that, like we did adults comes, sewing comes for kids as well, like, so all sort of materials can be recycled, yeah.
Finally, and very quickly back to the main lady herself, Jane, I want to know more about this project involving the Ballina Migrant Ladies Group.
So this was a project, this will be gifted to the Jackie Clark Collection to celebrate their 10 years. It's part of history. Some of the iconic pieces that's down in the Jackie Clark, we have recreated them and do them. Then each, the border of it will be representing different nationalities and different things. So like, for instance, the Syrian and the Quran ones shows that they had war at one stage in their country. They had famine. They had different things, in the same as what we would have had at different stage. Ukraine is the same thing. So it's just shown that there, no matter where you come from, there's a connection between everyone. So that's done through art. All the pieces on it is all recycled. It's made from old zips, it's made from different things. Some of it is hand-drawn by different people, so there's a huge amount of people involved in this.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Naman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.